Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Titan Woman, Wanda, is on line three.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are y'all doing?
Great. Wonderful. How are you?
I'm a little under the weather. We were talking last week about you making me some soup.
I was under the weather. You should have brought me soup. And also, you should have brought me some of the cupcakes that, the GG cupcakes from last night. Did y'all get any of those?
I was in Dallas.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
As is often the case.
Did Jimmy Holmes
get
some?
The cupcakes.
The cupcakes.
What cupcakes do you speak of?
Michael Griffin and our other player, I can't think of his name right now, but he's
Brian Arakpo.
Arakpo, yes, sir. The cupcakes. But this call is not for me.
Okay.
This call is for Jimmy Holmes. He is a Vietnam veteran, and that game last night was played for the American Heroes. Mr. Jimmy Holmes was pulling the chains. He was louder than me in this house. He was pulling the chains, and the Texas player was going to miss that field goal. We held hands, we prayed, and that field goal was missed because the American Heroes won that game. They say it's always big in Texas. That's correct. We went there with the big heart and the big love, and we came back with the win. So there you go.
And they won that game by that missed field goal, by the very margin of that missed field goal. What does pulling the chains mean?
Oh, man. It's at first. Okay, on first down, I go 1, 2, 3, first down. Move those chains, move those chains. Oh, that means, man, we've already moved the first down. We're going down for the touchdown.
Okay. Tell us some other things that you cheer at the TV
Titan
during
woman.
The game.
Titan Woman, the fact that Jimmy Holmes was louder than you in your own house last night is saying something.
Yeah.
That
earmuffs.
Is correct.
Earmuffs if you're the neighbors.
My husband, Mr. Jimmy, was outside. He goes, I was like arguing with somebody I watched like the countdown and I was arguing. He goes, I'm in the back of the field here. We have like 4.5 acres. He said, I'm in the back of the field. He said, who are you arguing with? I said, the people on the TV talking about the Texans like they're the gods.
What was he doing?
Like they're the gods.
What was he doing in the back of the field?
He had a little Cocker Spaniel Meg, which is not doing well. He had her out there. She was doing her business. And so, Dennis takes his little puppy out. I didn't lock him out, Dennis, okay? He come back in. We didn't get locked out. So, anyway.
Who's
listen,
Dennis?
Guys, I cover everything y'all do. I know exactly what you do and when you do it. Like I said, PK, I know all about you. I love you. JT, Chad, why don't you ever get to go on the trips? Why do you have to stay home?
I don't know. These guys just don't like
question.
Me.
Yeah.
That's a great question. I've been trying to go on these trips for years. They just won't let me go.
That's right. Okay. Also,
I always feel like you're in a hurry, like you have to get off. Slow down a second. Take your time. We've got some time.
Titan Woman, if you know everything we do, when was the last time that I was a dentist? Recently?
You should have been. Mr. Jimmy Holmes had to have all his teeth pulled and got new dentures.
All of them? How many were pulled in one sitting?
All of them. Honey, how many teeth did you have pulled? 16.
Oh, wow.
Is that a world record?
Will you thank Jimmy Holmes for his service from us, please?
Hey, Wanda.
Pardon me?
Wanda,
will you thank him for his service to this country, please?
Can we talk to Jimmy briefly?
Okay, Jimmy? Holmes, they want to talk to you briefly, please. Mr. Vietnam veteran, they want to say hello. They want to thank you for his service. Yes, I do. Chat, you said that your in-laws live in Possum Town.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to know that I have family in Possum Town.
Who doesn't? I have family in Possum Town.
It's great.
PK, you do?
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows somebody in Possum Town.
Give me a first name, PK.
All right. Jimmy.
Fred.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you for your service. And we heard that you were louder than Wanda last night in your house. That's saying something, Jimmy.
Well, I believe she's exaggerating a little bit there.
No, I'm not, Jimmy Holmes.
She jarred the roof off the house.
Hold on. I'd like to ask a favor. Could the two of you, in sync, give us the chant about the pulling of the chains? One, two, three.
Yes.
How's that?
Jimmy Holmes.
Jimmy Holmes and Titan Woman.
Hey, well, that my teeth, and I still did it.
Hey, we hope you got some good dentures. If not, you got Dentist Winthrow over here at the ready anytime.
DDS Winthrow at your service, sir.
You two are the you're the first couple of Midday 180.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I want to ask you one thing. You said I turned in my pole on Monday. You sound like Kelly Pickford. Was that the strip pole or what kind of pole was it?
I voted early, so all my polling is done.
Well,
I don't know
Mr.
if Kelly
Jimmy
Pickford
Holmes
could say the same.
Polled early too, so I guess you and Mr. Jimmy Holmes and Kelly Pickford just went to the strip pole and polled it early.
We polled it early. It's always a delight to hear from you people. And listen, and
you people,
and
what do you mean
friends. People?
Yes, our good friends.
Like the Queen Elizabeth and Philip of the Midday 180.
We're here. I mean, it's such a good ending to the show. I just want to say, don't lock the box and do lock the locks. Take care, everybody. 3 show coming up next.
Thank you, Titan Woman.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
You too, Wanda.
Bye-bye.
Titan Woman.
Love you too.